You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I remember once when we were learning in the yeshiva, so I was preparing yeshiva for this. So I was preparing, and I worked out most of the shiur. And then around 5 minutes before I said the shiur, I started to look. Does anybody have anything on this? I started looking. So around 5 minutes before the shiur, I saw the Rav Chava had everything that I had to say plus more. He had no chateretz on my last kasha. So this part the Rav Chava has the next part, has everything. So he says this is Ishkin Kasha, because there are two types of facts that you want to ascertain. Just to give a mashal, the Rav Chava doesn't give this mashal, this is a background. The Halacha says that in Dinim Ominous you need to aid him, in Dinim the Pashas you need to aid him, and in Dovashat the Erva you need to aid him. Dinim the Pashas is a Pasuk, Layakim. Then in Dinim Ominous is the other pasuk. That pasuk Yochim Dov goes on Ominous. Then you have a third pasuk. Kimatzaba Erva Dov. It talks about a Dov should be Erva. He's ascertained that his wife is Asura Allah. He wants to divorce his wife because she became a Soito. How did he discover that his wife is Asura? The Gemara says, Yafina Dov Dov Mimam. Just like by Mom, you need to wait, and so too by Dov should be Erva. They ascertain that a woman is an Ashishish. It is so that a woman is an Ashishish, that a woman is not an Ashishish. That's called Dov should be Erva. So Dov should be Erva needs to wait. So every single case of Dov should be Erva needs to wait. What about the following case? The Gemara has an Yevamis, this is on the Maimon Kanis. The Gemara has an Yevamis, Laman Tess on the base. So the Gemara has like this. Whenever the Bezin used to be Mesara Chalitza, so they do have, let's say a woman is married, the husband dies, and he leaves no children, not from this wife, not from a previous wife, not from a girlfriend, not from a Zayna. He has no children at all. So the din is that the wife has to have Chalitza. If he has children from anybody, then there's no din of Chalitza. So the men never had any children. So after they do the Chalitza, how does the woman prove later on that she had the chalitza? She always has to schlep the Eidim with her. So the Gemara says, no, the Bezin used to write a shtar chalitza. He used to write the document signed by the three members of the Bezin that we ascertain that this woman, she has to be bas mitzvah, she has to be a gedoyla in order to be able to do chalitza. We ascertain the woman is a gedoyla. We ascertain the identity of her brother-in-law, that this is really Ishtar, that's the lashon of the Gemara. Ishtar moide in, who is Aramaic. He karnu. We have ascertained that the man who did the chalitz is really the brother-in-law. The brother of the nifta has to be achiv min ha'av, not an av, let's say he's only a half-brother from the mother, but he's not from the father, so then he can't do chalitz. Has to be dafka the brother from the father. So that's part of the nusach that the Bezin used to write this morning. More, that's the nusach that we use today also. Ishtamaydinu, hikarnu, we have ascertained da'chua the nisna me'yabaru, that the man who did the chalitz, performed the chalitz, is really a bona fide brother that shared the same father. So the Gemara has a machlokes hamarayim there. Ishtamaydinu bekama. If you don't know who it is, the woman comes from Germany and the man comes from California, they come to the Bezin in New York. We don't know the woman, we don't know the man. So other people come from California, from Germany, and they say, this is this one, this is this one. The other people who come, they have to be two kosher eidim, because ain't dov should be ever prophet mishnayim, or is it even sufficient that you have ishtamaydinu the hakore can be al piyeda? So the Gemara has a machlokes hamarayim. And the final maskanas of the Gemara is Ilchusa Afila Ideechot. Afila Ideechot, Afila Isha, Afila Korah. Even Ideechot is also good. So the question is why? Isn't it a Dovish of the Yerba? We know that the man who died had brothers from the father. We know he has half brothers from the father alone, half brothers from the mother alone, he has four brothers. There are all kinds of brothers he has. So we know that the woman is Kukali Yoga. One fellow comes along. How do we know that he's a brother from the father? Maybe he's a brother from the mother. Maybe he's not even a brother at all. How do we know? Because the effort says that he's a brother from the father. Isn't that an issue of Dovish of the Yerba? So there is that not a line to the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hilchusa, that the Hakoras HaYavam is efficient with eight effort. You can identify the Yavam based on eight effort. You don't need eight Ishna eight. The question is what? So the different sheets are Chaimoyda as a children, others, not a Yuli as a children. He talks about the three different sheets. So the Rif writes a Lashon, the Rambam copies that Lashon for the Rif. Because it's not a Dovish of the Yerva, it's only Gilei Nilsa Diyam. That's the Lashon of Gemara also, Gilei Nilsa Diyam. So the Rif adds on a little bit. It's not a Dovish of the Yerva, it's only Gilei Nilsa Diyam. What do you mean it's Gilei Nilsa Diyam? So some interpret that it means it's a Nilsa Diyam. What does say who says that Musa never did Musa never did Musa by Pshat creation. You don't need to wait. So others say Pshat differently. When do you consider something a Davishah B'Yervo? When you're saying the woman was Niskatcha. You say, a Maisa Kiddushin occurred. When you wait, you say Nisgarsha. The husband gave her a gift. When you say the Eishes Ish was Itza. You say a Maisa Kiddushin, a Maisa Gerushin, a Maisa Znus. But if you're just saying Hakara, you're just identifying that this man and this, the one who died, and the living man, are brothers, Minha'ah. It's only an Eidus Hakara, it's not an Eidus Anamaisa. So some Achrayim learn that that's what the Rish meant to say, that Eidus Hakara, as opposed to Eidus Maisa, doesn't require Shnei Eidim Shem. Why should that be so? Why should I distinguish in Davishah B'Yervo between Eidus Maisa as opposed to Eidus Hakara? So apparently you're learning out Dava Dava Mimomen, apparently by the moment as a Bible and Toshis, there may be some distinction between the two. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah suggests over here. Where did the Rambam get such an einspot? How do you explain the Rambam? The Rambam says that Roy is no good to ascertain the facts of the case in order to give an Einish Misa. Forget about all the kashas from the Gemara. Why shouldn't Roy be good? The Rambam has it against the Gemara here, against the Gemara in Chul. Forget about the Gemara. Is good. So the Shev Shmaitz will just write Pashav Shatni Rambam. We're going to have to be Miashir from the Gemara. What's the Makar of the Rambam? We didn't get such an Einfach. So he says, because the Pasuk requires, Alpishnai menem alpishloi shayim yumas hameis lo yumas alpi erech. But the Pasuk says you need to have Kishnai Eden. It means that anything less than Shnai Eden is not acceptable. So just like lo yumas alpi erech, or just like Edech, or it is lower, is not the same level Bira is to Eden. So Edech is not good. So right is also not good. So right is not good. Azok is not good. Anything that's less than 2 Eden is not acceptable for the of the fact of the case. The Sheshmaita writes apparently that's the mocker for the Mamma. But still it's against the Gemara. So here for the Gemara we said it's not against. Because in the beginning of the Gemara, the Gemara talks about the Ben Sora Mariko Basa Roy. Roy Noshim have a 9-month pregnancy as opposed to a 7-month pregnancy. You're not being the Vara fact of the case, you're just being Kaveh Halachas over there. Allah Bain Buloy Haroy, the Christ say, yeah, depends on 3 months, not on 2 months and 10 days. The same thing with your Kaveya, since Ruber the Inchi Abdi the Tobi Burdi Akas and Kaveya, how much daikonis do the Aden have to give us? How precise does their testimony have to be? Does it mean has to be mamish to the day of the month? So we say no, since Roy and the other are in the habit of making a mistake in 1 day, so the Allah cannot require of the Aden such precision. It's enough if we require, they should know within a range of 1 day. Within a range of 1 day. And since Ruben Din, she told the Shah Achaz, Rabbi Yonah make a mistake in 1 hour, so Allah cannot require of the Aden that they should know exactly what hour. As long as it's within an hour and a half range or so, it's also good. So that's in being Kaveh Allah. So that those Gemaras are not against the Ram. The Shabbos, but the next Gemara, the Gemara by the Trefa, the Gemara by the Armanis. So the Rav HaChavah said that's also not a kasha. By islandness, you're just ascertaining a mitzvah. Is the woman an island? It's a medical fact. Is the near a traitor? Is the person? Is the horror? The nera? The nirzak? Is the a traitor? The nishkin traitor? You're ascertaining partial a mitzvah. Is the near a traitor? That's a matter of hakara. Just to say a mitzvah is what it is, as opposed to say whether a person is Jewish or not, that's not a matter of hakara, that's a matter of a maisa. No one is Jewish without undergoing a maisa geirus. So we usually used to thinking like in American law. We're all Americans, so we think American. There are two kinds of citizens. If you're born in the United States of America, you're automatically an American citizen. And if you're born in Europe and you move to America, you can become a citizen. You have to go through all procedures to become a citizen. So we usually carry this over to Kedushas Yisrael. If your mother was Jewish and you're born Jewish, you're born Jewish. That's one kind of Jew. And if you were born a non-Jew, your mother was non-Jewish, you were born a non-Jew, then if you want to convert, you can convert. So usually these are the two kinds of Jews. There's one Jew who became Jewish like they Maisa Geirus. There's another Jew who's naturally Jewish. He was born Jewish, he's been made a Jewish. So the Rambam is Cholek on that. By the citizenship, the Echateis, whatever you want. But about Kedushas Yisrael, the Rambam holds there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a person being Jewish without a Maisa Geirus. But I never had a Geirus. Most people here in this room, probably the Ruba of Jews, never had a Geirus. The answer is, but your mother had a Geirus. And if it's not your mother, then it's your mother's mother, or your mother's 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 mother. Or if all the way back to Matan Torah, then Matan Torah. Your mother's 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 mother, 20, 50, 100 generations generations back, somebody had a Maisa Ger. That Maisa Ger is made her Jewish and made me Jewish. Made everybody Jewish. There's no such thing as a person who is born Jewish. You owe, everybody needs a Maisa Ger. So the Rambam apparently makes such a distinction. If you're just trying to ascertain a Metzius, whether a person is a Trefa, a Mishkin Trefa, so then you don't have a Gzeres HaKosuf to say that Roiv is not acceptable. The original Pasuk in Chumash that says, Al Pishnai Meidim, Al Pishloish Eidim Yumas HaMeisel, Yumas Al Piyed Echor. If that Pasuk says you need 2 Eidim, and anything less than 2 Eidim is no good, and Roiv is less than 2 Eidim, Roiv is less. The basic Pasuk is talking about when the Eidim are made on a Meisel. They made Horak, they made Chilalos HaShabbos, they made Ovid Avid Izzah, they made Gualei Shishish. They're giving a testimony on a Maisa. So whenever you mevara a Maisa, the halacha says he needs 2 Eidim. The Pasuk isn't talking about Eidus on a Hakara. There has to be such a distinction between Eidus Hakara and Eidus on a Maisa. But Harai comes up halacha la Maisa and Dov Shavi Ervo. Because the Rib said on that Gemara Yishtu Maidinu and Yavon is Dafla on the test on the day that by a Dov Shavi Ervo, Ein Dov Shavi Ervo Pachas Mishan, you need Dafka 2 Eidim. So the Rib writes on the Gemara that you only need 2 Eidim when you're made on a Maisa, when you're only made on a Hakara, but just on a Matisse, Tachu the Mishnah Miyablo. We are ascertaining that this man is the brother of the Nifta, they share the same father. When you're only made on a Matisse, on a Hakara, then the Ripot Allah Allah Maisa, the Dinim are different. So apparently the Rambam thinks that the Mokar in the Chumash that we say right is not acceptable to ascertain the facts of the case in Dinim Nefashis. To ascertain that somebody is Jewish and therefore his wife is an Eshesish and therefore she's an Eshesish, she's Zinsi, she's Chayevis Misa. The Rambam holds that word that that's an Eidus on a Maisa. Because you never have a person who's Jewish without a Maisa Geris. And even if I was born Jewish, I still need a Maisa Geris. The Maisa Geris was there already. My mother's mother, my mother's grandmother, my mother's great grandmother. Somebody had to have a Maisa Geris. Not to make her Jewish and to mail everybody, all of the children, all of the descendants are Jewish. Not to mail her. That Maisa Geris made her Jewish, makes me Jewish. Every person who's Jewish is Jewish before, according to the Rambam, the Jewish has a Kedusha in Israel because there's a Maisa Geris. And whenever there's a matter of being Mevara or a Maisa, so the Rambam Shita is that Roiv is no good. The Pasuk says you need 2 Eidim. And Roiv is less than 2 Eidim, so that's not acceptable. But whenever it's just a matter of being Mevara, it seems. Is this person a trade or not? Is this woman an island or not? So that's an Eidus on Hakara. So the Raga Chava says an Eidus on Hakara. There is Hakasa that says that you need 2 Eidim and anything less is no good. The Psukim are not speaking about Hakara. The Psukim are basically speaking about when the Eidim are made on a Maisa, not when they're made on Hakara. That's what he suggests. The only thing is that this part I had also. So the Raga Chava has the next part also, that's what I have also, but then there's a Kasha. There's a Gemara in the end of, there's another Gemara that says, you do go Basel, the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin, I don't know if you learned it, Kiddushin got Pei Yom Ra'al. And we learned Kiddushin didn't do that as much. The Gemara says, Sofel in the source of Malach HaZokos. Let's say a boy and a girl come to town, a man and a woman come to town, and they claim that they're brother and sister. They've gone along for years, the brother and sister. Then one fine day, the man is Mazan with the girl. So would we give Balachoisa Sky of Malchus? Would we give Malchus enough? He's Balachoisa, then we say, hey, Balachoisa Sky of Malchus says he was kidding. So the Gemara says, no kidding. If the fellow is making believe for 30 days, the Gemara says, the Ruchs of Kulam and Yom Goliath, they came to the city, and they were acting like, a mother and a son, a father and a daughter, they make believe that their father and daughter, and then he's Balbita. Balbita is Sky of Nisa. Balima is Sky of Nisa. So then later on, after we tell him we're going to give you an Nishmi, he says, no, the whole thing was a joke. They were just kidding. So the Gemara says, Nishkin kidding. So from the serving Allah HaZakas, we'll give Skila, we'll give Sreifel, we'll give Malkis, if they were acting out for 30 days, a brother and a sister, a mother and a son, a father and a daughter, so you rely on them. So glad to say that it's a brother and a sister, a father and a daughter, that's also not Shver, that Roy. Why is that? Why Sofa and Sofa Malach HaZokha? What do you mean Chazokha? Chazokha over there does mean Chazokha. Chazokha over there also means Ruben the Leisit Kamon. The Ruben the Leisit Kamon is that if people act out for 30 days as their brother and a sister, we assume the likelihood is that they probably are brother and a sister. And then later on they're going to deny it. He's going to say, just kidding, we don't accept his kind of later on. You follow the Chazokha, Chazokha means Ruben the Leisit Kamon. The word Chazokha, we mentioned, the Prima Gordon writes in the Psicha Kolelis. The Orach Hayim, the Shulchan Aruch, he writes that the word Chazaka, Chez Zayin Kufei, Chazaka, appears in the Gemara in five different places, and it means five totally different things that are Lekarav Zal, that are totally unrelated. You have a Chefkes Habat from Shalashon, that's one thing of Chazaka. Then you have a Chazaka, Ein Odin Pareh Totzmano, Zerubi Deleise Kamon, Zokum Zerach Malach Chazaka, Zerubi Deleise Kamon. Then you have a Cheskas Morakamet, it's a different Chazaka. Then you have a Chazaka, the Ashtar, it's a different Chazaka. Then you kind of Karka the Chazaka. I sell your karka, so you kind of the Chazaka. No, I've got a totally different Chazaka. Then the plus didn't have a Chazaka. A woman had a baby and it did a brismil, and the baby died, and the second baby died, and the third baby died. That's a different Chazaka, it has nothing to do with each other. That Chazaka has nothing to do with the word Chazaka, it's spelled the same, it sounds the same. There's a word in English for them, forget about it. Amanas. The same word that has totally different meanings that have unrelated. So that's what the Prince work points out, that the word Chazaka has totally different, in different places, totally different contexts. Cheskes Habatim is one din, and Yikoyne Karka B'Chazaka is an opposite din. The dinim are opposite from each other. Cheskes Habatim is to prove that the Karka is mine. They need Achilas Peres. Achilas Peres is not Koyne. If you sell me Karka and I rip off apples from the tree, I'm not Koyne. I have to make a Tikkun HaKarka. Rochot Vapur, I have to make a Tikkun HaKarka. Tikkun HaKarka is no good for Cheskes Habatim. The opposite. In Chazaka, I have a piece of flesh and it's sitting in the refrigerator. I don't know whether we're soaking in milk or not. That's a Chazaka to make Korah. Chazaka Kamaisa, it's a different din. And whoever, Hamaitim Mechaber, all of Arai, whoever is Muxik in the moment, that Chazaka is a different din. Every Chazaka is a different din. So this soaking the Sarkin Bala Chazaka is, this means that Rubid Alaysa Kamon. The likelihood is that if they're making believe for a month that they're brother and sister, they probably are brother and sister. If they're acting out for Lama Yom, that it's a father and a daughter, a mother and a son, so the Ruben Leisa Kamon is that it's properly his son. The Hakam over there, the Ruben Leisa Kamon is followed to administer an Einish Misen Zezin. The Rambam claims that you can't follow Roif to give Misen. So the answer is, so the Raga Chava says, that's not Shver. Based on the Teretz that he gave, that's not Shver. Because they also, they ascertain a mother and a son, that's not a Maisa. That's a Mitzvah. A mother and a son, he was born to her. You don't need a Maisa later. Even if it's a Yaitzah Deifin also, you know, her mother and a son, a Yaitzah Deifin is also a mother and a son. You don't need a Maisa later there. So Metzias the Gezach, that's like Ishtamaydinu, like the Gemara says. That's an Eidus Hakor over there. So in a matter of Hakor, the Rambam will be masking that you follow a Ruben the Leisa come on. The Kasha that remains, though, the Kasha that I thought that remains, the Raga Chavit Harempu is my Kasha. The Kasha that I thought remains is, the Rambam quotes the Gemara has another case. A couple move into town and they claim that they are husband and wife. Now there's no way in the world to be husband and wife without making a Maisa Kiddush. They can't be born husband and wife. Somebody had to make a Maisa Kiddush. So the Rambam quotes that Gemara also. A couple move into town and they claim for 30 days that they're husband and wife. And then the wife goes and she's mezana with somebody else and we're hoping they're giving Misa. And then they say they were kidding. They didn't mean it. So the Halacha says, so full of the source of Malach HaZokas, we follow the Ruben, the Leisa Kamon, to ascertain that they are truly husband and wife. So that Rambam, quotes HaGemara, that Rambam is a contradiction to this Rambam. There you're talking also Ruben, the Leisa Kamon, to ascertain the facts of the case on a matter which is not totally just in the Metzias, like islands. Is the woman an islandess? Is the person a traitor? Is it a mother and a son? Is it a father and a daughter? Is it a brother and a sister? Not just talking about Matthias. An Eishes Tish can only be with a Maisa Kiddushin. And unless the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, that Sofu and the Sofu Malach HaZokas covers that too. We ascertain the woman, we declare the woman is an Eishes Tish because of the Ruben Leisa Kamon, that they were living together like a husband and wife. So when I was preparing my Shia years ago, the devil looked at with. I had a kasha, I didn't have a teretz. So within 5 minutes before the shiur, I was mishing and looking in a different swarm. So I found the Raga Chava in three lines, had my whole shtickle teretz from the beginning to the end, with this kasha, with the teretz. So he had a teretz on this kasha also. So he writes the following. He says, when the couple comes to town, and they act kederach ishti ishtoi, they claim that it's Mr. and Mrs. Whatever, that they're married. Maybe they are married, maybe they're not married. So even if they're not married, they just became married. By living together in the apartment, Kederach Ishvi Ishta, we don't see what's going on in the bedroom, but we assume that Eidon Amasa be Lasa be Lasmus. We assume if they claim that they're living together, so the Stam and the Mamish living together, Kederach Ishvi Ishta. So all of the people in the city who know that they're making believe that they're husband and a wife are considered as if they're aiding the Kiyum HaDavar, that there's a Kiddush Biyah going on. So either they were married from before, or they just got married under our noses. They just got married now with the Kiddush Biyah. That's what the Rav HaTshava writes. Rav Chaim Olozhiner also has such a tshuva. He doesn't talk about Reuven, he doesn't talk about this whole story. He has in the Chut HaMshulosh, as one of the tshuvas of Rav Chaim Olozhiner, is about this halach of Sotim Vesotim from Allah HaZokis. So he quotes, I think, a tshuva to Yivosh, who says like that, that if a husband and a wife come to that man and a woman come, and they claim that they're married, the reason, and they continue to claim so for 30 days, and then the Gemara says, Sotim Vesotim Allah HaZokis, if they're acting like that for 30 days, we assume that they're married. So he also writes such a hedge. It's not that we assume this is proof, conclusive proof that they were married. Because either they were married, or they just got married under our noses, and that's called Eidus Lekim HaDavar. And there, Rav Chaim Olozhiner goes further to discuss it. That does say Eidus Lekim HaDavar. Nobody's even there. Just the people in the neighborhood know that they claim. That's called Eidus Lekim HaDavar. So Rav Chaim Olozhiner quotes, there's a Gemara in Yevamos that we discussed a little bit, we discussed it right at the beginning of Sanhedrin. The Gemara has a case. A woman comes and she says, "Nizgayarti beini lebein atzmi." She converted, and there was no bezin at the time that she converted. So the Gemara says, "But everybody in town knows her. She's a very religious woman. She's married. She goes to mikveh every month. Everybody knows." So the Gemara says, "Since we know that every month a woman obviously goes with a sheikh, she's married. She's observing Taras Hamas Brachas. Obviously, she goes to the mikveh." So it's considered as if you had a bezin watching when the woman was tovel in the mikveh. That's one shot in Tosfos. Tosfos says, since everybody in the community knows, no one knows exactly, but everybody understands that the woman is very religious, probably goes to the mikveh. So it's considered as if you have a bezin watching when the woman is tovel in the mikveh. That's one shot in Tosfos. The other day in Tosfos says, no, that's not so. That's not so. And there is no lifeguard in the mikveh either, Tosfos says. You don't have a bezin of shlosh, you don't have a bezin of echot. That's where we had the 2 days in Tosfos, whether if you open the derisa chadna mikosha, does it apply to geiris or not? So there were 2 days in two Tosfos and one daf apart from the woman, one daf in hey, one daf in the rosh. So one Tosfos argues when the woman is tovel in the mikveh that there's no bezin watching. The one answer Tosfos gave was, everybody in the city knows she's God serving Taras HaMashiach brother. That's the equivalent of a bezin watching. The other day in Tosfos was a chiddush that you only need a bezin for gerus at the time of kabbalas ol mitzvos. There's no need for a bezin to watch when the gerus tovel in the mikveh. That's a common issue. Let's say a woman converts. A woman converts. What are you going to have a bezin watching when a woman is all undressed? She's going to be tovel at the mikveh. So there's a way to solve the problem. You have the woman wear a loose bathrobe, or you have a big sheet with a hole in the middle, the head is above the sheet, and she, so the bezin is standing in the room, and the woman makes the kabbalah something, and she's tovel in the mikveh, and the bezin walks out. That's the way most of the Bodhidin do it. But many of the Rabbanim, many of the Heligit Tzadikim, Rav Shmuel Salant, and many others, they wouldn't stand in the mikveh, they would stand in another room, and they would talk to the woman. And they would have the mikveh lady watch that she goes under her head under the water. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole shuv about that in English. Moshe, is that acceptable or not? That was the practice by many rabbis. So Rav Moshe says that it's not right. He shouldn't. He documents which tzaddikim did it. Rav Shmuel Salant and before and after, many batidim did it. And then he says that it's not proper. That it depends on the 2 days in Tosfos. According to one day in Tosfos, you don't need a bezin for the tefillah. You only need a bezin for the kabbalah from mitzvahs. And according to the other day in Tosfos, no, you need a bezin for the tefillah also. So it's not right the bezin should stand in the other room. Milo tavlam lani gulus. If everybody knows that the woman is very religious and she's in Taras HaMishpacha, so it's said that one day in Tosfos is considered kilu, the bezin is watching when she's tovel in the mikveh because they know that that's what she does. But if the bezin doesn't know anything, the bezin is standing in the other room. The mikveh lady says she was tovel in the mikveh, so then you don't have a bezin. So Rav Moshe says that you shouldn't do such a geirus to have the bezin stand in the other room. And if you did such a geirus, the Gioris is a Sopik Gioris Sopik Nachrit. He says you should repeat the tefillah again without a bracha. The bezin should be in the room, not right, he says. It's a tshuva that he wrote to Dain Grossman. Dain Grossman is from London. Dain is a Chacham Rav, passed away 2 years ago. He wrote a long tshuva about this 35 years ago. and he quoted all the Marmakimus, and Ramosha read through the whole tshuva, and he said that it's a sveiket adinim, that it's such a ger is good. So the Rav Chaim Volozhin has in his tshuva that I think he mentions such a slur, that even if you follow that opinion in Tosfos, the 2 days in Tosfos, whether the fact that everybody's common knowledge, everybody in the community knows that the woman observes Taras HaMishpacha. So one day in Tosfos says that it's considered Kiyum, the Bezin is watching when she's tovel in the mikveh, and the other day that it's not considered Kiyum. So even if you hold that it's not considered Kiyum, there's nothing to say that's only when you need a Bezin that came out of it for Geirus. But for Kiddushin, when you don't need a Bezin that came out of it, just need Eidus that came out of it. If everybody in the community knows that they claim to be married and they're living together, Kederach Ish V'Ishtoi, then it is considered Eidus that came out of it, that there's a Kiddushin to you. That's how Chaim Volozhin says. So that's what the Ragat Shodash Haremphis on this theory in the Rambam. If the Rambam himself claims that you don't follow Roiv to ascertain facts of the case, when it's a Dovash Al Meister, if it's a Dovash Al Hakorah, the Rambam also has to be Master. And then you know Hakorah to ascertain whether it's a brother and a sister, a mother and a son, a father and a daughter, to say whether it's an islandess, to say whether it's a Trefa, Dovash Al Hakorah, so that's often a Gemara. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara also. The Rambam is Master that you do follow Roiv. To ascertain a matter of hakorah, but it was not just to ascertain the metzias of the case. It's to be levar whether a ma'aseh carried, whether there was a ma'aseh geirus done that makes this husband Jewish, whether there was a ma'aseh kedushin. So then the Rambam would say that you wouldn't follow right. The right would not be good to give an einish din in the kashas. So the kasha is, what does the Rambam do with his own din? He quoted the din and spoke from the source of Malach Hazakas, even to ascertain that a husband and a wife are married. This tach mamish a ma'aseh kedushin. That's what the Ragat Shavah Farem says, that Kasha, he says, no, there, in Naniyah, either they were married from before, and if it's not true that they were married from before, the fact that they're living together like a husband and a wife, and they claim that they're living together, that's considered Eidus, Likim Adoga, Nikidu Shibi. So the Gemara says, Heinein Erichet, Heinein Eribiyah, that you don't have to have, the Chachamim didn't require that they should seek Kibikhul Mishra Feris. And I can answer, good to cash, good to cash. That's what the Ragat Shavah says. I don't know, I didn't tell this. The Ragat Shavah claims he has a territory. Okay. Less than 30 days people will make believe things that are not true. But the Gemara says if it goes on for 30 days, then we really assume that it's so. We assume that what's so? So we really assume that it's really a brother and a sister, a father and a daughter. What do you mean? You really assume that they're married? What if the Taka not married? So he says, no, they just got married in front of us. If it's less than 30 days, you see that people are putting on an act. Let's say they put on shows on Broadway. They say, just because the actors is the husband and the wife in the movie, the actors is, but they're not married to each other. So since they're only acting for a couple of hours, it doesn't mean anything. But if they put on an act for 30 days, they lead everybody in the community on to believe that they're really husband and a wife. So that's called a hazoka. So then the hazoka works. The Ragat Shavah happens to say that in another tshuva. That was a different shayla. Let's
really not based
on right. So one, there was a rav in London many years ago by the name of Rav Tzvi Ferber. I think his name was, who published a whole sefer on civil marriages. In between the First World War and Second World War became a common practice. Unfortunately, many Jews in Europe got married civilly. They didn't make kupa with kiddushin. So the shaila was, when their marriage ends up in a divorce, is there a need for a gift? So l'chatchila, all the batei dinim required a gift. L'chatchila l'chumrubi. What if he can't get a gift? Let's say the husband disappeared, he can't get a gift. So this Rav Ferber from London sent letters to all the Rabbanim, and he published. So 98% of all the Rabbanim said, bottom line, you don't need a gift, except for the Ragat Shavah and Rav Henkin in New York. That's what it writes. So Rav Henkin said, because they know the Masabilos of Bilos news, we assume that he meant L'shem Kiddush Biyah. And the Ragat Shavah gave a different hesbe. He said, she's a Filegesh, and a Filegesh is a Mikzas Ishus. A whole problematic statement. The Dvar Avram quotes also that the Dvar Avram sent a letter to this Rav Ferber, commenting on the letter of the Ragat Shavah. So he says there's certain words in the Ragat Shavah's letter, we're not even sure how to read it. He says he's also very surprised about the whole sheet of the Rabbi Chava. That's another thing, that the Rabbi Chava holds that if he legesh, if they miyuvet with each other, so that's also a lower form of issues without any kiddush kesef shtar aviyah. That's his chiddush. That's a different word. Now, but this word on the Rambam works even without that. He says we assume Eiron Amos be lost be nozlo. So we assume that he was mekadosh aviyah under our noses. We were watching that he was mekadosh aviyah. Either we didn't see anything. No, the halacha is kaveh that you don't have to see. That's how we had a Chuvus Maimini when we learned Kiddushin. So we had a Chuvus Maimini said that when the Chosim gives the ring to the Kaladei, the Kiddushin have to see the Nesiris HaTabas. Either when the Chosim is Mekadosh B'Viyah, they don't have to see. They don't have to see the Mais B'Viyah. So he says, well, Nesara HaKos of Elam HaChachamim, the Chachamim will Kaveya in each and every case how much it's necessary to see. So Kiddushin cares that there's nothing improper, there's nothing embarrassing about seeing, so they have to see everything, from A to Z. You have to see the way he gives over the ring. You should be it where it's improper. So Allah Masar Kasallah Chacham said, it's a ginuk if they see that the living kedarah kedarah ishtu biyishtu. To the best of their knowledge, they're having they're doing kedusha biyishtu. So that's what the Shuvus HaRikosh says. That's what the Rav Chaim Volozhin has his truth. If a couple live in a city for a month and they claim that they're married, even if it's not so, even if they're not married, but since they're living kedarah ishtu biyishtu, that's considered as if there are a day. Kiddushin and the Kiddushin deal. Some Achrayim want to say like that. Yes. Some Achrayim want to say Chilik. That what? That I think the Shev Shmaita says like that. The Shmaita says like that. The Rambam says is no, you don't follow Roy even though it's a given Einish Miso, that's by Ruben Isikam one. When the baby was found two weeks old on the steps of the police station, so at that time we ascertained how many women lived in the community who are able of a childbearing age. So most of those women were Jewish, so that's a Ruben Isikam one. Ruben Isikam one is Shvach. Have a Ruben Isikam one to ascertain that a woman is not an islander, to ascertain that someone is not a trefer. So Ruben Leiter come on is better. That's how the Shev Shmaita writes. That's the chiluk. So the Shev Shmaita gets stuck a little bit. Isn't that against the Gemara in Chulin, the first text of Chulin? The Gemara says, "Minohal milta damar abanam dil baser ruba." How do they know you go baser ruba? So the Gemara says, "What do you mean minohal milta? A pasuk in mishpat macharav hatas. It says you go baser ruba." So the Gemara says, "No, maybe dilma, maybe the pasuk only says you go baser ruba of dayanim when you have 23 dayanim and it's a split vote. That's a ruba that used to come on." Maybe Ruben Isikamon is weaker. Ruben the Leisikamon is weaker. How do you know? So the Gemara finally ascertains, even follow Ruben the Leisikamon. So the Shev Shmaita says, and himself, how can I say within the Rambam that Ruben the Isikamon is weaker? It's even the Gemara Pakeh. So the Shev Shmaita says, Nishkin Kash. The Gemara only said it as a Havamim. We know how to say Havamim. So Ruben said it's a puzzle. Then they said a Havamim, and maybe that's only, maybe the puzzle is only where split both in the Bez and the Isikamon. Maybe later come on is weaker. I have a meaning. But finally, a daf later, the Gemara comes to the conclusion it's not. So once you get to that conclusion, not only is the later come on good, it's even superior to an Issa come on. A Ruben later come on is even better, and that's what the Rama meant to say. That's what the Shesh Maitse says. Then the Shesh Maitse proceeds to go weiter and to discuss Sofik Mamza. The din is that Sofik Mamza is Mutam and Atar. Does it make a difference if it's a Sofik Hashop or 50-50? But if there's a roi, so the Shev Shmaita wants to say it makes a difference whether it's a ruba de lisa kamon versus a ruba de lisa kamon. That if it's a ruba de lisa kamon, then it's a weaker roi. Ruba de lisa kamon would be better. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan has a true where he says we don't accept that Shev Shmaita. He says he sees in the Gemara's Havamin and Chulin that the Gemara thought a ruba de lisa kamon is stronger. So true, the Gemara backed out and they said Ruben the Leisa Kamon is also acceptable, but you're going to tell me that Rafiya Maskana, Ruben the Leisa Kamon is inferior. Then we don't accept that word from the Shesh Maitre. The first part of the Shesh Maitre said that he does accept it. The Shesh Maitre said, what is the marker for the Rambam? Where did the Rambam get this idea from? The Rambam writes, yeah, royally, if there's a Tinakan in some Mushloch Goyir, and the Roy, and you don't know whether the child is Jewish or non-Jewish. But since the rabbi of the women who are child-bearing age are Jewish, then you assume that the child is Jewish. So the Rambam says, Yeroyali, when the child grows up and he gets married, you can't give his wife an Einish Misa for Eishes Nishes Simsi, you don't give an Einish Misa based on the rabbi. So where did the Rambam get that Yeroyali from? So the Shmaita said that's based on the Pasuk. That the Pasuk says, Al Pishnai made him, Al Pishloi Shayim, Yumus HaMeish, means only Eidus and anything less. less than 8 is, is not acceptable, and right is less than 8. So that's part of the Shev Shmaitza, we do accept it. The Chan of Asman is a long arich and says that's correct. But the other part of the Shev Shmaitza that he says, the Parenfer, all the cashing about, Lesikama, Ramstok, Marisikama, Ruby Disikama is weaker than Ruby the Lesikama, the Morin and Chulin is only a Havamina. Once you get to the Maskana, everything is upside down. So that Rabbi Kohana says he doesn't accept that. I think most of the Pasuk didn't accept that. That shtickle Torah of the Shesh Maitre, that they didn't accept. The first part of the Shesh Maitre, that's not a shtickle Torah, that's Pshat in the Rambam. Where did the Rambam base it on? That he can't give Misa based on a Roi, because the Pasuk says he needs Shnei Edim. Anything less than Shnei Edim is not acceptable. But this word needs to come away to come on, the Shesh Maitre says, and the Pasuk don't like it. So just to review the kitzur, there are clearly several gemaras that discuss following Roiv and Din and Nefashis. One is on Gimel on the base, Roiv and the Dayanit. That's clear you go Basar Roiv. That's the best. Then you have the Stukin Chulin on Dachir Aleph that you go Basar Roiv. That's the thing that the person is Nishkin Trefer. Then no one argues with that. Everybody's masking. Then you go Basar Machtes, you go Basar Roiv. That's the thing that the woman is Nishkin Islandist. Everybody agrees to that also. Then you have point. Then you have the Morris that the Gobas are right to be Kaveh the Dinim. Being Kaveh the Dinim. Bain Seremar, Bain Voloyha, Bain Voloyha, Roy, the Christ I have. So that is Nikra based on the right. Since Roy Nashim have a 9-month pregnancy, so we Kaveh the Aloha, Bain Seremar. Not that we are ascertaining that he's probably going to marry a we're going to bump him up, we're going to give him easy, he's never going to get married. He lives guilty, he's not going to get married. So we're not being about what kind of a pregnancy his wife is going to have. He's not going to have a wife, he's not going to have any children. We're going to give him Nisa today. We compare the dinim in the Chumash based on what the Rav is. That's the Ramban in the beginning of the Rav's writes like that. That normally, look at the root of the cases, you're darshan the psukim according to the Rav. Today, you're darshan being v'loi ha-roi l'koi saya, based on the Rav, uber, Rav the Kurim are 9 months ago. And the same thing by the Kavim of the Yadim have to know days is sure, the Yadim have to know days of Yom HaKodesh. But since Ruba the Inshi Yadim, he told the Ruba the Yadim, Ruba the Inshi, Odin Tari the Shalach has accepted the Sultan himself in Dr. Nalam. So whenever right the Yadim make a mistake, he says, of course, you follow up to be Kaveh the Din, the Talacha doesn't require such dichotomies. If both people make a mistake, the Talacha can't require superhuman dichotomies. Of course, he don't require it. So that the Rambam is also master. So the Rambam only has his case. That's the Shaila. Manishtana, the Rambam's case, in the cases of violence and the cases of traitor. So the Shev Shmaitza has that chiluk between Yisus Kamam versus Leisus Kamam. And the Rabbi Shabbat had a whole different model. Okay, maybe we'll stop. In this week's Sedra, the Torah has the Yisoid of Skar V'Yoynesh. That the whole Dora Mabel was all... So, Bali Aver, they all deserve to be nanish, and they were all punished except for Noach, Ish, Tzadik, Kamim, Hayv, the rest of he, and he had a Hashpuanis children, so they would eat some. If he wouldn't have had a Hashpuanis children, they would have also died. His children were also Tzadikim to a certain extent. So the Medrash has a comment, they assume that his wife must have been also Ashtik of Tzadikim, otherwise they wouldn't have been able. If the wife is a Mashas and the husband is a Tzadik, some of the won't be Matzliach and having such wonderful children. So one opinion in Medrash is, commenting on the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, that says that there was a brother and a sister, there was two Malkayim, he was Leitish called Chorish Nechoshes of Barzel, which may or may not mean that he was, he made weapons, may not necessarily mean that, but he was good for nothing. And his sister, Bachos Tuvokayim Namo, the Rashi quotes the Medrash, one opinion in the Medrash, that was Eishes Noyach. So the Ramban elaborates on that matter. She quotes a little more. Bachos Tuvokayim Namo, where did he get that she was Eishes Noyach? Because she was saved and her children were saved. So obviously they must have had their parents who were Tzadikim or Hashpuanim. So Namo means that she was the Eva of Marcel, she was a Tzadikim, she was a wonderful Tzadikim. Her brother was a Rosha. The whole family were Rishon, just by Noyach. The rest of the family, his brothers, his sisters, his parents, they were all Rishon. And he was a Tzadik and she was also a Tzadikim. Then the Ramban has another pshat in the Medrash, and Machloek is Amarayim in the Medrash. The other interpretation is no. Achos Tuvokayim Namo, this Namo was the symbol of Gilead Arayis in that generation, just like Marilyn Monroe, just like the Madonna, whoever, every couple of years they have another Shiksit, or Gioris, whatever. Marilyn Monroe was a Gioris. Speaking of the Gioris, yeah. Okay, we all love Marilyn Monroe. So she was the symbol in that generation, Namo. She was the Yefefiyo, and she got everybody to sin. She was the symbol of Gilead, right? And she got everybody to do Hashkosa in that generation. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik once held a whole drasha on this many, many years ago. I remember I was a little boy. And he held a whole drasha about this, that the Rambam in the Mer and the Rukim starts off with Akasha. What do you mean? The Eitz Hadas Toiv HaRa. Only if the Adam HaRishon eats from the Eitz Hadas, then he's Zerich at the Das Toiv HaRa before, then he had a Shvach HaKav. He didn't have Das Toiv HaRa, so the Rambam asked, and came on Tino, he had a lot of kashas. The one kasha, because of doing the Averis, he gains Das. And then before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was a Lava Das. How was he punished? Cherish has become a lava das, it is not a baronshin. The kid means that before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was a lava das. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So the Chassidish is swearing close from the Zohar that it means a different time. The Zohar says that Tov HaRa Merov that if a person does another, he starts to rationalize, and everything becomes great. Koidim Achet, before a person sins, so he knows this is black and that's white. This and this, but that's an Aveira and Shani. And after the person gets a little older and he starts to do Averis, he rationalizes that what I did is not so bad, but this is an Averis. That's it. Everything that we say is an Averis, really a mitzvah. Everything we say is it's really an Averis. And that happens to everybody. So the chet of the Eitz Hadas, and everyone's own personal life. After a person gets used to talking Lashon Hara, so we are ready for this in Ishkin Lashon Hara. That's Lashon Hara. But we talk about Lashon Hara. And people cheat in business, and they say, that's not cheating in business, that's cheating, this is business, that's not cheating. And then everything, all the others that we do, we rationalize everything like that. So that's what the Chassidish is found quote from the Zohar. Banu also has like that, but the Rambam and the Maran Hukum has a different quote. The Rav gave an elaboration on it. So the Rambam writes that Koidem Ached, by Yodam Arishan, everything was either Emes or Sheker. He understood that his choice was based on Emes or Sheker, either right or wrong. After the Ched, his choice was based on Torah. Is it pleasant or is it unpleasant? And when people make decisions based on what's comfortable and what's pleasant, so they're bound to make wrong decisions. A man is going to marry the girl who's going to give him the most pleasure, the best good-looking girl. The best good-looking girl may be a moron. She may be a putza. Who says that she's frugal? Who says that she's Jewish? Marilyn Monroe, who says that she's Jewish? Even if she is good-looking. So that was the chet of that generation. Achos Tuvah Kayim Namo. The other opinion in the Medrash was that Namo, she was such a good-looking woman. She was the symbol of that generation of Hillel Rice that caused everybody to sin. And the Rav, remember, continued to speak about the pasuk later in Bereishis that the Bnei Elohim, Ayur Bnei Elohim, is Bnei Son Kitoyves Eilik Chalam Nashim Mikol Asher Bachor. They married them because they were Toyves. Just it was like Toyves. Not Emes and Sheker. The decision was based on Toyim. Whatever is pleasant, that's what people do. Mikoyel Asher B'Horu. Remember, the Rav kept on stressing Mikoyel Asher B'Horu. That people do whatever gives them comfort. Remember that time he was screaming about the women walking with sleepless in the summertime. They do why? Because they want Mikoyel Asher B'Horu. They do whatever is more comfortable for them. They don't care about the Torah has today. They don't care about sneezes. People just want to do what's most comfortable for them. We have to be careful even when it comes to learning. We all have to be very careful. A lot of times a person gets so fakishit from a sharp svara, and the sharp svara is not always accurate. A lot of times the harif is dikavor. It's so captures our imagination, and it blinds us. And a lot of the harif is dikavor things are just true. Same is true in hashkofa, the same is true in halacha, in stock. A lot of times someone says a very sharp verse, but it's not always to help from halacha. So that's what we have to be careful about, that it should be emes as opposed to sheker, and it shouldn't be tov as opposed to ra. Just recently on the plane back, I was just in Eretz Yisrael, on the plane back, I was reading, there's a paper that came out a year ago, I think, Rav Neventhal's Drushes on Yom Kippur, and they told me to buy that sefer. Tzvalik, the second effort of the sefer is all a few hundred pages that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So he writes, it starts off with the Hesped that Rav Neventhal delivered on Rav Shlomo Zalman, and then there's one of the Talmidim of Rav Neventhal wrote up stories, very fascinating. So Rav Neventhal mentioned in the Hesped that Rav Shlomo Zalman once told over his father Rav Erkel, and he tells over the Divrei Musa, The pasuk says, "Al kol kavod katakiv melech." Whenever bring a carbon on the base image, you have to put on salt. Whether the carbon is flesh or the carbon is a dinsa. A common chas katakiv melech. I always ask boys in the yeshiva, when you bring a carbon in, you have to salt it. So he always thinks that salt and kavod is like salt and flesh. When he says you have to salt a minsa, no! The Rambam shita that salt in the minsa is more common than salt and kavod. Rambam holds that malicha by minsa is ma'akev. Malicha by shah kavod is not ma'akev. So the din of malicha by kavod is applies to all kavod. So what if you bring the Shlomo Zalman was saying over at Tosefta, the Gemara has a discussion. What if someone brings a carbon melech to the Beis HaMikdash? He's donating salt. You have to put salt on that carbon also. The whole carbon consists of salt. So he quoted at Tosefta, yes, you have to put salt even if the carbon is salt. So he said, what's the Musa Haskell behind it? So he said, even if a person has a very sharp svara, that's like salty already. It has such a gishmak and tam to it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.